Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. I am the original Dansky, and I'm going to be your host on this episode of The Unknown and Unexplained. Today, we're going to be talking about something that has been a global phenomenon for many years. Some people haven't heard about it, but the people that have heard about it, it's probably one of the creepiest things that I've ever really done a podcast about. I haven't done a whole lot yet, but this definitely is probably one of the creepiest ones I've done yet. And so today, without any delay, let's jump right into it. The Mandela Effect. The Mandela Effect, actually, I went online and I looked up the exact definition for it, and that is an unusual phenomenon where a large group of people remember something differently than how it occurred. Conspiracy theorists believe this is proof of an alternate universe, while many doctors use it as an illustration of how imperfect memory can be. It's a global occurrence, and it really got its name on December 5th, 2013, with the death of Nelson Mandela. The whole world is mourning, but there are a few people, though, in the world who are not mourning, but are very confused, because they remember Nelson Mandela not dying December 2013 in a comfortable bed surrounded with his family. Not at all. Instead, they remember a Nelson Mandela in prison and dying while being locked away in the mid-1980s. And this is not a small amount of people. This is a huge amount of people that remember this. So it's not an isolated incident. And this isn't the only thing. Many people don't remember Challenger actually happening in 1986, but in 1983. The tank man who stood in the middle of Tiananmen Square. I mean, not Tiananmen. The tank man who stood in the middle of Tiananmen. I'm probably saying it wrong. Tiananmen Square, where instead of the tanks stopped and trying to go around him, they just drove over him. Another one that actually I remember, and it was something that was discussed because I had several friends that were Catholic, was the canonized Mother Teresa, when Mother Teresa was canonized. I'm sorry, I'm for some reason my grammar's all over the place, but this stuff is so crazy. It's sometimes difficult for me to wrap my head around it. Mother Teresa was canonized, according to the people who remember the Mandela Effect, that she was canonized in 1997, not 2016. And the main reason people remember this is because you cannot canonize a person that's still alive. A person who's alive cannot be a saint. You have to be dead to be a saint. Mother Teresa wasn't dead when she was made a saint. I remember when this was a big topic of discussion. One that really brought it home for me, and this may be the part that brings it home for you, who remembers the Bernstein Bears? I know there's a lot of people out there. It could not have just been me that grew up reading the Bernstein Bears, that awesome book that you read as a kid, you know, and Well, what if I told you that the name you remember on the cover isn't the name that's on the cover anymore? It's not Bernstein, it's Bernstein. Instead of with an E, it's with an A. Crazy? Yeah. Yeah, pretty crazy. I couldn't believe it. I remember it being Bernstein. I remember it distinctly. So when I actually went back and looked and it was Bernstein, I was blown away. And that's not it. Snow White, it's not mirror, mirror on the wall. It's magic mirror on the wall. That isn't what I heard when I watched it. Life was like a box of chocolates, not life is like a box of chocolates, even though when you watched Forrest Gump, don't you remember Forrest Gump saying life is like a box of chocolates? You never know what you're going to get next. No, now they want to tell us that it was life was like a box of chocolates. What's honest to me, it doesn't even freaking sound right anymore. Life is like a box of chocolates. Life was like a box of chocolates. That in that past tense, wouldn't that mean you're dead? Which mama was dead by the time we get to this part. Spoiler. Sorry. No, I am your father. No. Luke. I am your father. That's what I remembered. And even when they asked the actor, James Earl Jones, even he looked at it and thought that was incorrect. He said, Luke, I am your father. That's what he thought it was. So now that we know what the Mandela effect is, let's talk about what could possibly be causing the Mandela effect. And now this is where it gets kind of weird. M theory, which is a theory in physics that unifies all consistent versions of a superstring theory. Now, if you're lost, don't worry. I too had to look it up. The idea was put forth by this dude named Edward Witten, who first conjectured the existence of such a theory of a string theory conference at the University of Southern California in the spring of 1955. So this has been floating out there for quite a while. This is not brand new stuff. We've been looking and thinking about this for a long time. Witten's announcement initiated a flurry of research activity known as the Second Superstring Revolution. Okay, are you ready to know what this stuff all means? Basically, our universe is like a piece of bread and a loaf of bread. So each loaf of bread is a different universe. Now, the closer one gets to another, the more similar their universes become. Here's the theory. Our universe has moved so close to a neighboring universe, it has created a bridge of sorts. People are crossing from one reality to the next without even realizing it's happening. Is that crazy? This would cause different memories. This is what the scientists are telling us. If M theory is real, this would cause different memories. And this would prove the theory very, very possible. I didn't say that. Science said that. Science. Okay, now here's the good part. You want an example of M theory? Okay, case example. There's a story about this dude called the Man from Tor Red. Now, hang on. This guy gets, he just, he's on a plane, he lands in his country, and he's going through customs, and he pulls out a passport from a country no one knows, this country called Torred. They cannot, it's all, it's a real passport, it's done just like any other passport. Problem is, this country doesn't exist. This guy can't, like, nobody can remember him being even coming on the plane. It's like he just appeared on the plane. So they very nicely put this dude up at a hotel. They give him a map, and he shows them this area of the map that's between France and Germany. And he's talking about a whole country in between it. And he's like, this is a joke map. You're messing with me. And even he couldn't even understand why they didn't understand. He couldn't find his country on the map. So this guy starts to go a little like, what the hell? What the hell, man? Where did my country go? Seriously. So that's where we're at. So they are like, okay, man, we can see you're not really faking it. You're not crazy. Well, we don't know if you're crazy, but we're going to put you up in a hotel until we can figure this out. So they put him up in a hotel. They put a guard at the door. Finally, the next day, they go up there to talk to the guy. It's locked from the inside. The guy won't answer the door. Finally, they get the door open. Dude's gone. Dude's suitcase is gone. Everything that dude had is gone. It's like the guy was never there. Could it be that this guy's reality, his universe, got so close to ours that this bubble happened where he just happened to cross over into our time for a few hours, half a day, and then just disappear back into his time? I wonder what he would say. I wonder what the world he came from looked like. Another thing that can, that the scientists have told us, is that it could be because of time travel. And if you're going to tell me, oh, Dan, that's impossible, well, actually, it's not. Time travel actually happens all the time at the subatomic level. They actually will vanish. Atoms will vanish and then appear in another spot, and no one really knows how they do that. But we have observed them doing that. And mathematically, you can actually go forward in time. Going backward in time, mathematically, I don't know. I do know that though going forward in time, would you need an insane amount of energy. And we already know a lot of people have come forward and said they've had slips in time. We know about these things. The pilot who is flying to Miami that, like, went into this weird cyclonic, lightning storm, and a trip that should have taken 2 hours took, like, 30 minutes. And he should have been completely out of fuel, but he wasn't. He had a full tank. And that's evidence right there. If he really went that far, the gas would be gone. The time would be different, but it's not. So how do you explain this? It can happen in minutes. It can happen for minutes. It can happen for hours. And like the man from Torred, it could happen for a day. Could you imagine? You're just going to the grocery store. You walk in and you notice the fruit looks a lot different. Then you notice they're wearing different color aprons, and then you start to think you're in the wrong store. Then you go outside and you can't find your car, and all the cars look different. And then you realize this is not the world you thought it was. That's probably what the man from Torred was thinking. Like, it must be difficult, if that happened to you, to keep your sanity. Of course, we are not going to be able to go on with this podcast until we do the one thing that I love to bring in every chance I get, and that's government conspiracy. That's right, everybody. Some people say that our government already has the ability to do remote viewing, time travel, and dimensional moving through dimensions. And it all happened at a place called Montauk, New York, which is now a park. And it's actually why it has the name called the Montauk Project, which actually says that a secret part of our government was using the military facility, which you can look it up now. It's got a huge radar dish, unless it fell, but it used to have a big radar dish, and it was like, it was an Air Force base in Montauk, New York. And the conspiracy theory says that they still do experiments there, and it is in the equipment is still there. And there was this big screen, and you would sit in almost like this barber chair looking thing, staring at the dreams, and that would actually transport you through time. One of the guys that actually said he was part of the Montauk Project claims he was at the Gettysburg Address. He has a picture of a kid, and he says, that was me. I mean, that's wild, but let's not forget, our government has so much money wrapped up and black projects, and with a black budget that not only do we have no idea how much it is, but we have no idea what they're spending on, what they're doing. That, of course, is their entire meaning with a black project and black budget. But and it might be crazy to say that they have the means to do this. But on the other hand, how do you know? How do you know if they aren't? How do you know if they do? The truth is, we just really don't know. Now, another theory that people think might be causing the Mandela effect is that we are living not actually in a real physical world, but we're actually living in a computer program. And that this life is something like a matrix, and that these changes, these subtle changes of stuff that we remember, is because of a code problem. Perhaps the program is stretched so far because of the details in our life that it seems to go back and make mistakes like any other computer program when it comes down to details. Could it be that we are just living in a huge computer, and these things that we call the Mandela Project is simply just the computer trying to correct things that it deemed was an issue as far as data capability, perhaps? Perhaps our Wi-Fi isn't strong enough, and whatever alien species is using us as batteries. Another theory that has come to light is the CERN, or the Large Hadron Collider, could have caused our universe to spark an alternate universe, perhaps. Like, I know there was a lot of people, one of the big things about the CERN and the Hadron Collider and all that stuff was that it could cause a black hole, which it technically could, but not a big enough black hole to cause an issue, and a black hole eats itself, so it disintegrates right in front of you. But that's kind of an interesting theory, since we're dealing with subatomic particles, the building blocks of the reality of the world we live in. Could it be that while trying to study this, we somehow opened something or changed something that altered not only our future but our past? I mean, it's not crazy. If you look at everything else, it's really not that crazy. So many people remember these specific things. Like me personally, I remember the Bernstein Bears. I remember being a kid and having the books, and I'd get up and that would be something I enjoyed doing with my parents. We would sit together, and me and my sister, and we'd read the Bernstein Bears. And I talked to many of my friends about it. and everyone remembers the Bernstein Bears. So when we look back and we see so many things, like if you go online and actually go through the list of everything that is different from what you remember, at first it's kind of funny, but after that it kind of gets downright scary, because it comes to a point where what else is different that I can't remember? Leaving so much of this stuff, these changes, this Mandela effect, this possibility that we're all living in a matrix, it all leaves so much just completely unknown and unexplained. Thank you so much for joining me. I am the original Dansky. And one cool thing I'm going to tell you guys, we have a YouTube page going now, and I'm actually recording this right now to shoot onto my YouTube page. So I hope y'all enjoy that. And also, really exciting, we've almost had 1,000 listens on this podcast. So I just want to say thank you so much to everybody that's been listening and enjoying this. Please check out our Facebook, Unknown and Unexplained, and our Instagram, which is Unknown period Unexplained period IG. So check all that good stuff out. Check us out on YouTube, Unknown and Unexplained. Thank you so much, and God bless. Mm-hmm.